And the winner is...
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Welcome back to another History of Ohio Rock and Roll offering as we wrap up 1980. There were three major local releases that year, American Noise and Love Affair, which we've already covered, and The Generators. Originally fronted by Buzzy Linhart, they were called Buzzy and the Buzzers, which gave them an immediate in with WMMS due to that station's mascot. Buzzy was a bit eccentric at times, regularly not going back out for encores if he felt the audience was less than receptive of his talents. The rest of the Buzzards would go without him, prompting him to fire everyone in the band on stage. Guitarist Mark Addison became de facto leader at that time of the band, now calling themselves The Generators, submitting a tape to WMMS for the chance at a record contract, which resulted in Turn On Your TV Set, their first single on that radio station's Buzzard Record and Philbrook's label. Their second single, Summertime, for Big Noise Records, featured Kathy DeTore on vocals, under the guise of Eva Del Q, Euclid Avenue spelled backwards. That single and the previous got healthy airplay in the Cleveland market. Here's both.
To keep your kids around.
forever, and then of course the morning came. There was a moment of madness when I dreamed that lovers never had to part. There was a period in my youth when I believed that time would never heal a broken heart. There's a boy in my mind, a boy left behind that I used to know. Oh, and there's a voice in my head that says, man, you never should have let him go. There's a world outside that says change is gonna come, you better let it be. And there's a song in my songbook that says, thank you for the sweet love you gave to me. But I can still see them standing there, you and me. Maybe it was the way it was meant to be. You know you really set me free for the first time. Oh, we were so tight on those summer nights. We were dynamite, you were so fine. You were all mine in that long ago summertime. That was the world we used to live in, high school days. Stoned on the lawn with a bottle of rum. And we were cool fools to skip school with those burned out street fighters and sidewalk.
Generator's entire recorded output was assembled on one disc in 2017 on Straight Outta 80s Cleveland. From that album, a cut originally found on 1980's Pride of Cleveland compilation, I'm a Generator.
You know I turn some tricks for you.
Here's the next chapter and where the story gets interesting. The mid-80s found writer-director Paul Schrader in Cleveland researching a movie that, at the time, was tentatively titled Born in the USA, a film he hoped he could get Bruce Springsteen to star in. Although Bruce would never step in front of Paul's camera, he would write the movie's title song, but it wouldn't be titled What You May Be Thinking. The movie's working title was inspired by a generator song, USA, sung by Kathy DeTore. Springsteen declined any involvement, the potential funding dried up, and Paul moved on with other projects. It's no coincidence that Bruce's LP, Born in the USA, was released soon after. Schrader's aforementioned research involved hanging out with the generators to get the feel of a local bar band. But by the time the film was resurrected in 1986, when Michael J. Fox and Joan Jett signed on, the generators were no more. Feeling not unnecessarily guilty, Bruce offered Light of Day to the film, where the song was performed by Fox and Jett as the Barbusters. Another fictional band in the film was The Problems, which featured the young future Nine Inch Nails' Trent Reznor, along with the Generators' Mark Addison. Now, I'm aware that the Barbusters were only fictional, but they were a fictional Ohio band.
Is anybody here from Cleveland?
Yeah!
Well, let's go! One, two, rock, two, three.
Mark Addison, after the demise of the Generators, formed Nation of One. Their only piece of vinyl was a single, Devil or Angel, backed with Wasted Time on the No Label label, Out of Beechwood, from 1986. Getting a fair amount of airplay again on WMMS, the Jerry Bush Group was also featured on that radio station's Pride of Cleveland LP. Also from that same year, the band's City Boy album made its way to store shelves. But back in 1976, the demo LP that got them noticed by that radio station, recorded at Agency, was self-released. From the demo, Don't You Love It? And from the Pride of Cleveland, Nobody Does Me Better. The Generators, Jerry Bush. You won't hear any of this anywhere else but here in the Vinyl Garage. City Boy LP proudly displays the Terminal Tower on the cover, was recorded at Agency by Arnie Rosenberg and Kirk Yano, self-released on the Midwife label. Here's the title cut.
Right in front of you, and give kisses on soft words and wine. I'm just a boy alone in the city, love, taking my chances, but you know.
Jerry's still at it, making records, that is. His latest, Nashville 8 from 2017, puts him in the elite class that is Ohio singer-songwriters. From that LP, Nobody Home Tonight. Closing out 1980 with two bands that can't be more different, although both released somewhat less than serious records, Rock Salt and Nails and Baloney Heads. RSN was a traditional rock band, with the B-side of their only piece of vinyl being a bit campy. The Baloneys leaned more toward the punk rock side, and their entire EP was an exercise in irreverence. From Rock Salt and Nails, their entire recorded output, Conversation, and Cold Showers. From the Baloney Heads, I'm a Drunk, recorded at After Dark and Summa, respectively.
I'm not saying love has bitten me. Being with this girl who comes so naturally.
Uh-huh. glass of wine, but there was more than conversation on her mind. I said,
on cold showers and jogging, the lonely lover's friend. best friend takes off on vacation and may be gone for very near a year. You find yourself in dirty magazines and blushing back to that bathroom mirror.
Aren't you ashamed?
Long distance is costing you a fortune. You try to keep those calls at 3 a day. You can't get what you need from a phone booth. Smile and try the all-American way.
All-American way.
Cold showers and jogging, the lonely lover's friend. Go exercise, why compromise? Just run another 10. If you find someone to rape, Lord knows you'll be in shape. Cold showers and jogging, the lonely lover's friend.
Turn the calendar page, Vinyl Garagers. It's 1981, and another edgy North Coast Ohio band takes center stage. Insanity and the Killers, and the leadoff track from their throwaway EP, New York City, and the A-side to the follow-up single, Ed City, recorded at Perfect Pitch, Cleveland.
Thank you.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
When the summertime starts to kick in, bad dude had a loot, working on his attitude, rat food, ratty shoes, big mama fatty blue.
It's Ed City,
and we're dancing in the dark again.
It's Ed City,
well everybody do the shark and then.
It's Ed City,
when the street lights start to sparkle again.
Right, since you went out there off the machine or something.